Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. This week's co-host, she is the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors. She is Diane Nelson. Diane, how are you today?
Great. Great, beautiful morning today. Glad to be with you guys.
Well, I really appreciate it. It is a little bit different not having you right in front of me and being able to talk to you. Doing this via the cell phone is a little bit of a change, but it's not bad. It's worked out really well, I think, for some of us. You don't have to wake up quite as early, and we don't have to get in the car and get to hang out like in your kitchen or, you know, wherever it is that you're doing this. And, you know, I think Nary Milwaukee and Nary National have done a great job through all this COVID-19 stuff, keeping us fully invested in not only our customers and our clients, but our employees and making sure that everybody's staying safe.
Yeah, I would agree. We are, again, like you said, keeping the public informed, our customers, and most of all, our members of Nary, doing a lot of webinars, keeping everyone informed of, you know, the latest news and events, and updating on how to keep our workspaces safe and clean.
Yeah, I think it's they've done a marvelous job. Certainly, Tom Mainville. And everybody over there has just done a good job. Certainly the front office has done a great job making sure that people just stay on top of everything. They're doing a lot of the work, which is really awesome, and sending things to us to make sure that people know exactly when and how and what we should be doing. And our special guest today, and she certainly is one that is well-versed in a lot of this, and if she doesn't know it, she's going to do the research to find out. I'm a big fan of Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Tracy, it's good to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Good. Hey, with AB&K, and we had talked a few weeks ago with one of your people, from a designer from AB&K, regarding the changes that she has made. And I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the changes that AB&K has made. I know that, and we had this conversation like a year ago, before any of this happened, talking a little bit about some of the steps that you guys at AB&K, you've always done a lot of these steps that we're taking now anyway, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, when you're working in someone's kitchen or bathroom in their home, you don't have full crews of people. It's not like new home construction. You know, we have, our crews are maybe three guys when it comes to drywall. Mostly it's one guy or two people in at any given time. So we have small crews, so we don't really have to worry about overcrowding the space. You know, they can be apart together within the space, you know, because usually there's a lead and a helper. So that didn't change. The only thing that's changed for us is we're keeping our plastic zipper walls up longer, just to contain, you know, we put them up to contain dust. And we're just leaving them up almost the entire time now.
And can I ask you, the people that work for you, obviously you're always in contact with them to make sure that they understand, okay, this is now what we're going to do. And through these 2 months, I would think that we've tweaked and changed a little bit on some of the things that we did 2 months ago when this first started, correct?
Yes, sure. I mean, like I said, we've been working clean this whole time. I mean, even before, you know, our text message communication with homeowners has increased, because you used to be, it was all face-to-face meetings, but, you know, face-to-face conversations, but now it's texting. You know, usually it was texting with the younger clients. Now it's texting with all the clients.
Hey, Diane, again, you're the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors. How much has your business changed the last 2 months?
I would agree. It's similar, like Tracy said, but a lot of our meetings, our pre-meetings, the contracts and designs are done virtually. So I've been getting myself and clients acquainted with, you know, the Zoom meetings and FaceTime. And so I'm just doing more virtual meetings, which is tough. And then even some of the selection process, a lot of the stores weren't open, of course, to get tile or plumbing fixtures. So doing that virtually, you know, picking out things and either emailing clients photos or, again, going on one of these virtual sites to try and connect. I think that's the biggest difference I've had.
Hey, as we're talking with Tracy Grosspeach, again, from AB&K, you can go to abandk.com. abandk.com, located two locations, their main location in Greenfield, off Highway 100, and just to the south of Beloit, is 3636 South 108th Street. Tracy, the last 2 months, have you seen any change as far as what people are coming in, calling, going to your website to talk to you about? I would think that, like, home offices have to be something that a lot of people are asking you about.
They are. That the number of converting a room into a home office, you know, modifying closets, that type of thing, and basements. It's something that most of us have, and it's a new space that you're paying for, you know. It's let's finish our basement. We need more space, and especially as more and more people are finding out, you know what, I'm going to be working from home through the end of the year. I need a dedicated space.
Hey, Tracy, do you find that the basement is the place that most people are looking for that dedicated space? And it's interesting because I've had this conversation with not only a bunch of my clients, but then fellow salespeople, where it was more than 50% said, look, I'm no longer in the space that I thought and that I started this journey in. I thought that this would be the perfect space, but I found out, you know, I was in the middle of a lot of other things going on at home and I couldn't concentrate. So then I took this area, and it's interesting because people are now finding what part of their house that they can be by themselves a little bit and get their work done.
Absolutely. If you know, a lot of our clients that have a two-story house, if they have a spare bedroom on the second floor, you know, that is now a guest bedroom / home office. It's being repurposed because it's outside, out of the way of the main flow of the house. But a lot of our clients that do have either ranch style house, or they find them that they were working at their dining room table, it's too busy. It's you know, we're talking about the Zoom call. I was on a Zoom call for 2.5 hours, had a 30-minute break, and then was back on.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's a long.
It was a long one. But we're all figuring out, hey, I can't work at my dining room table because it, you know, someone's running the microwave, or, you know, just the kids coming through, or any given reason I have, you know, there's another person in the house, my partner, you know, wants to make lunch, and banging pots and pans makes noise. So they're finding that they are moving downstairs, and they're thinking, okay, so what do I want this space to look like? Is there a way that I can get my workspace in an area that has the most natural light? If there is, you know, that opportunity in the basement. That's the first thing, is it's basement with an office where I get as much natural light as possible. And then where can we put a bathroom down here too?
Right. I agree on the natural light, but then also I'm getting calls like it's too bright. So people are going in, yeah, that spare room or the basement. They need good lighting, or, you know, getting ambient light, but now, yeah, the lighting's almost too bright, so I've been getting calls for draperies, window blinds, artwork, you know, have a nice setting on the Zoom call, so it is different.
Hey, guys, the first day that that I started here working out of my house, and my wife, Terry, has been working out of her home for a long time, and she, her office is upstairs, and so I thought, well, I'll use the kitchen, and I closed the door, and I was on my computer, and I think I might have been on a Zoom meeting, and she just walked in. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm going to put some chicken in for lunch. And I go, no, this is my office now. You have to knock before you come in, and you can't use the stove in my office. And she goes, okay, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. Right. We need to adjust this because you're invading my territory now. And so now I'm in, we have a small computer room that is actually perfect for what I do. It was Matthew's bedroom when he was young and living here, and now I've got all these sports pictures up and things like that with a nice view to our backyard, so the natural light is there, and I'm very comfortable in this space. But that first day, I didn't know because I've never tried this before, and I'll tell you what, if we didn't have an extra space that I could do this, there's no chance that, I mean, well, one of us would have killed the other one. I'm just telling you. I'm like, you can't come in here and put the oven on. This is my office now. And she was not having that at all. Our special guest today is Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. You can go to abnk.com. And guys, after we get to a break, I have an article that I want to talk to you about. And it's really interesting because, Tracy, you hit on the first and number one step to creating a functional home office that you're going to absolutely love, and that is prioritize natural light and view. And I want to go through some of the other steps and ask your opinion and ask Diane's opinion on some of these, because going through it this morning, I realized without knowing, we did some of these for this office that I'm using, and some of the other ones we didn't, but we might have to, because after reading it, I think maybe that's the way to go. And we're going to get to that on the other side of the break. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson. She's the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors. And our special guest, Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Go to abnk.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week, she is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. Our special guest for the entire hour is Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Go to abnk.com. We left off first segment, and we were talking about home offices, and it obviously is something that Tracy's getting a lot of calls on, and I read this article that I really thought was interesting, and both Tracy and Diane hit on the first part of it, and that is when you're thinking and talking about creating a functional home office, what are the steps? What should you be thinking about? And the first one is prioritize natural light and view, and we had that conversation in the first segment. The second one is don't underestimate the power of nice light fixtures. And Tracy, I think lighting has a lot to do with it. You're on Zoom meetings all the time, as I am now, and I think lighting in the office where you're at is really important for a number of reasons, and you have to not underestimate the power of a nice light fixture.
Yes, and the quality of the light bulb. I am a huge fan. I know it's not politically correct. I like an environmental. I like incandescent light bulbs because it's nice and warm. It's that warm light color that just makes everything feel homey. Not so big of a fan of some of the CFLs, the fluorescent lights, because they're the opposite of that. But good lamps, having, you know, when you are on those Zoom calls, having something that illuminates your face is very important, so that you're looking your best, or at least unless you have your avatar up the whole time,
which I don't because I don't know how to do that.
And
then having, you know, maybe some a floor lamp or something in the back that's, you know, more artistic looking or, you know, structural looking, you know, something that it's interesting for your viewers, because basically your Zoom meetings are, you know, you're on TV. You got to have something for the viewers to look at, too, because they're looking behind you. Now, what's back there?
Tracy, I didn't, and this is the first time in my life I've ever done any of these Zoom meetings. And in this office space that I have at home, behind me is a Brett Favre jersey, and then Reggie White, and I got an Emmy for Around the Corner with John McGivern, and that's there. And I didn't really ever think of that until about the third Zoom meeting. We had some people from out of the state of Wisconsin that were on the meeting. The guy goes, "Hey, what, you're a big Packer fan, huh?" I go, "Yeah, how do you know that?" He goes, "Well, look behind you," right? So I can see it. I didn't think of it. And what I've done with this room is I only put pictures up of players that I would pay to see play one more time. So like a Paul Molitor or Michael Jordan and that kind of stuff. And about halfway through the meeting, the guy goes, "Hey, what is behind you? What's that trophy there?" And I said, "Oh, it's an Emmy." He goes, "It's not a real Emmy." I go, "No. It's like a real Emmy." And he goes, "Are you kidding?" I go, "No." I go, I'm going to shine that up. So every time I do one of these meetings, somebody asks me that question. So you're right. You know what? You're on TV basically. And what's behind you, I think, tells a lot of what kind of person and what you're into, I guess. Right.
It does. There's a Twitter handle called Room Raider. And so it's ROOM Raider, RATER. And I believe it's a couple out of, I think maybe Canada. I'm not 100% sure. But they rate all of the talking heads on TV. So if you're on CNN or Fox or MSNBC or even your local channels, they're rating your background. So one of the ones that always stands out to me is if you don't have anything in your background, they call it a hostage video. It's kind of like it's like the one fun thing in all of this, everybody working from home, at least from a media standpoint for me, to see, because you can look into people's homes and that's really, really fun.
Hey, Diane,
I will say I love all these, like on TV or the Zoom meetings. As an interior designer, I love seeing what's in people's homes and, you know, like what the paint color they had or the artwork. And I don't normally walk in houses and like look at every little thing, but on a Zoom meeting, you are focused to what's right behind them. So yeah, you're taking it in, and especially the ones on TV. I have noticed over there a couple episodes, like the news people, how it started out with like three lights in the background. That's all you noticed because it was too much, and then they took them out and changed it around to make it, like you said. I mean, you have to adapt to what's on your TV. You are on TV now.
And you start watching, and some not really ridiculous things have happened on some of the Zoom meetings I've been on, but sometimes something is going on in the background where maybe one of the kids or your spouse doesn't really know, and they're just kind of going about their day and doing some things, and I laugh at every one of those. Hey, one of the other things that this article I read talk about, And number four is liven up your office or space with plants and greenery. And I do have, we were sent a beautiful plant early April when my mom passed away from a company and a client, friends of ours, that is in the office and it's doing really well. And normally I don't have a green thumb. But when I was reading this article this morning, you know, I thought, well, that's good. I've done something that, you know, this thing says I should do, which will keep me in a better mood and keep me working harder without knowing it. But I think livening up that space, natural light's important, lighting is important, and then liven up the space with plants and greenery. And Tracy, is that something that you recommend?
Oh, definitely. I'm a huge fan of the house plant. In my house right now, I have two tall trees and probably another half a dozen small green things that my husband keeps alive. Oh, and then we also have various cacti that we've accumulated over the years. So I'm a big fan of houseplants. I think that they do nothing but improve your air quality. I love them. I probably because I grew up with my mom always had a ton of plants in our house. So that's one of those things that's really important to me. And they're going back to an interior design point of view, the I have a ficus tree, and it has a lot of sculpture to it. So it brings your eye up. So it looks, you know, it's a taller thing in the space so that it fills more of the room, because I have really high ceilings in my house and I am not tall at all. So none of my artwork is really hung high. So the tree kind of brings your eye up into the space. And you know, anything green is wonderful.
Hey, the next time,
Diane, don't have a green thumb, because that's hard to grow those trees. I mean, you could buy fake plants, mix some real ones in there. But yeah, the trees are hard to grow. So good job for your husband on that.
Well, hey,
I told him that he was in charge of the plants. I would grow the children.
Good job.
And the baby turned 18 on Thursday, so I'm done.
I did my best. I don't know if that's a green thumb, a blue thumb, whatever that is, but you did a great job. Obviously,
okay.
Hey, the next time we do this, the three of us on the Nary Milwaukee show, let's do a Zoom meeting so that we can kind of critique each other's background and stuff like that.
That sounds like fun.
Now we have to get up early, do hair and makeup, get
No, yeah. No, we do. Well, I know I don't. I don't know about you guys, but doesn't really matter how much time I spend on that. One of the other parts that they go through a lot on this, in fact, they use two or three points to say the same thing, but discover the perks of working on your feet. And they talk about how important it is, you know, to make sure that your feet are moving, your blood is circulating. And then it talks about a couple of different studies that have been done that by utilizing standing desks can dramatically improve your health and well-being simply by enabling you to move, to use your legs, to engage your core. And then Tracy says this can be a bit of an investment, so do your research, but they can make a huge difference in your work life. I don't know many people, and I haven't talked to many people that have utilized one of those desks where that they can stand or sit. But the ones that I have really believe in those.
So we have one of those at work for one of our project managers, and it's not an inexpensive endeavor. When I was retrofitting my home office for more work at home for me, I knew that I wanted to be able to stand up. So it took me about a month or so to figure out what I wanted it to be. So this is my life hack. All right, everyone, this is my home office life hack. I ordered a pub table dining kitchen table. So it's 36 inches high. It's 30 inches deep and about 5 inches wide. So it's kind of a big desk, but it's at my kitchen counter height. And then for my desk chair, I have a counter stool that doesn't have a back, but I'm going to be ordering a counter stool with a back so that I can stand up for my Zoom meetings. I just have to elevate my laptop a little bit on an Amazon box, of course, or I can sit on my stool and work as well. Right now I'm sitting at this desk. So this is my life hack. Now, mind you, I also have I have a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old who have apartments. So I figure that this pub table desk isn't going to be mine long. I figure that the kids are going to take it for an apartment somewhere. So it can serve double duty as well once I can get back in the office more full time. So that's my life hack.
That's awesome. And that's why she's as good as she is. She's Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K, because you know what? She can call audibles. She can make sure that is exactly what she needed for her office. And I think it's important for people to look at that. And they talk to you later in this article about making sure that you have a very comfortable chair, making sure that your personality comes through into your workspace. The other part that they talk a little bit about is making sure that you keep your workspace clean and minimal, and making sure that you ban the rubbish, and you do that either at the end of your shift, your day, or at the beginning of your day. But you need to get that thing cleaned, straightened out, so that you don't walk in day after day and it just keeps piling it up. And Diane, and your area, as far as making sure that things are kept clean and organized, I find it harder here at home. Do you think most people find it harder at home to do that?
I think so, because especially if you get home from your office, hard day at work, and you might have brought work home, you're just piling stuff up, and now you're not used to the groove at home, so you are, again, not, you really don't have an organization system yet. So I do think it's harder. Now, I do work out of my home a lot, so I'm used to it, but I've even found, like, that second week of being hunkered down, I'm like, wow, I need to clean some of this out. Like, I don't need all these catalogs, books, you know, so those all went and recycle. But yeah, just even, and what I did, and not knowing how long we'd be in, you know, quarantine, I was taking, you know, every day, like 1 hour a day, just clear out a section of the office. Or if you are new to having a home office, just making a new organizational area. There's a lot of things out there to organize, cubbies and boxes. But it is good. Yeah, less is more. We don't need all that stuff anymore. Everything's online. I agree. You know, it is harder at home, but there's ways of doing it.
She is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interior. She's my co-host this week. Our special guest from AB&K, she is Tracy Grosspeach. Tracy, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, if it's okay with you, I want to talk about the Nary Milwaukee Foundation, some of the things going on. And then I have some questions for you from a woman that I work with, and they are going to be doing a basement remodel. And she heard that you were coming on, and she said, hey, could you ask Tracy a couple of questions for me? And she sent me an email, and there's more than a couple. There's probably four or five. But I'd like to get your opinion on a few of the questions that she has. Again, Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. It's abnk.com is their website, and she is our special guest. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson. She's the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors. Our special guest from AB&K, and she's one of my favorite guests. I wish we were in studio. Tracy Grosspeach. You can go to abnk.com. Hey, Tracy, before we get into some questions I have regarding a basement remodel that a friend of mine is doing, of the foundation, the Nary Milwaukee Foundation, and I'm a big fan of this foundation. I love the work they do. I love what they stand for, how they give back to the community. Our golf outing is still going on right now, July 15th at Ironwood Golf Course, correct?
Yes, and you also have two board members of the Nary Foundation on with you right now.
Yes,
so we're both on the board. This is something that's very important to both Diane and myself as well.
I'm glad to hear that, guys. And one day, I'll tell you, a number of years ago, when I was talking a lot about the foundation, I made a comment, and I kind of like got my fingers hit a little bit, like when I was at the Catholic grade school, when I said, look, I don't know if the foundation does a good enough job of getting up on the mountaintop and saying, this is who we are, this is what we believe in, and look at all the great work that we are doing. I think the foundation over the years has done great work, but has been so quiet about it. And I think maybe it's come time for the foundation to say, okay, we're a really good foundation and we give back to the community a lot, and we need to let people know what we do.
Absolutely. And we'll consider this part of our mountaintop today, since the three of us are all on together. So if you go to the
Milwaukee NARI Foundation, or sorry, it's NARI Milwaukee Foundation Facebook page. So NARI Milwaukee and then Foundation. You're going to find that we have an event on the 15th, which is our, it's called Tee Up for the Trades. Now, this isn't just for trades to golf, this golf outing. This is, you know, anybody can put a foursome together, and then we're more than happy to have them. All of the proceeds, this is our big fundraiser of the year. And from here, we give out scholarships. And Diane and I are also on the scholarship committee, too. So all of this is very important to the two women that you do have on the show today. So I encourage everyone to, if you're looking for a golf outing because yours might have been canceled, come to ours, play. We have two courses. It's going to be super great fun time. It always is.
Well,
yeah, we do scholarships, we do it for the trades. So anyone going to local trade schools looking to get into plumbing, electrical, carpentry, we give scholarships for that, but we also are doing community projects to help out those places that might not be able to raise funds on their own. So we do a lot of that, too, and I know Tracy headed up a great one this last year. So we are always looking for community projects where we can help out. But, yes, I would agree, the golf outing, July 15th, that's our big fundraiser of the year. Where we do silent auction, and of course we love sponsorships, and I believe Mike's being one of our pros on the golf course that day, so looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, it's called Beat the Celebrity, and if anybody out there that is listening has ever played golf with me, it's a really easy one to win. That hole, they stick me on a par three, I've got to hit the same shot, 36 times. And the idea is I think you spend $5 to get a raffle ticket because they have just a great auction and a raffle going on. And if you beat my shot, you get a second ticket for free. And so most guys walk away and gals walk away with that second raffle free ticket. And the guys who come up and say, it's $5. No, I'm not going to do it. And then they see me hit my shot. Then it's too late, pal. Then you can't say, he just hit the ball 4 feet right in front of him. Hold on, I want to spend that $5. No. You got to do it now. And I got to tell you, the last few years, Deb Emmons from Creative Construction Wisconsin, they've sponsored that hole. And you would think that it would be her and I working together, right? No, she rips me. They come up and go, she's like, you're going to kill him. He's awful. He's terrible. And so it's very funny. And I love being out there. And I just, guys, I'm not kidding when I say this. For years, I've been a huge fan of that foundation. And I'm happy to hear that we can talk about this and some of the great things that you guys do and some of the great events that are going on. You can register right online. You can go to NARIMilwaukee.org, go to the foundation page, and you can go and register a foursome, register yourself and your buddy, whatever, Wednesday, July 15th, Ironwood Golf Course, and understand Tee Up for the Trades is the name of this golf outing, and it will benefit the NARI Milwaukee Foundation, and in turn, benefit some people in our community and with scholarships for people that are either displaced, and a lot of people right now displaced, or kids out of high school that want to get in the trades, and we have them go right online and apply, and there are scholarship opportunities for a lot of different schools in this area in Southeast Wisconsin, and the foundation does a great job raising money for that, and when you go to that page at NARIMilwaukee.org, there are some other events that are coming up later in the summer and the fall that you can take a look at as well. So, guys, thank you for allowing me to do that. And I look forward to being out there on July 15th. And once you get to that par three and see me standing there, just give Deb Emmons the $5 because you're going to more than likely beat my – hold on, Diane, maybe not. Maybe they won't beat my shot. But more than likely, they're going to beat my shot. But I'll tell you this, are you guys playing this year?
I'm personally not playing. I'm usually heading up the putting contest hole, which is always a great time, too. So I'm not playing, but I always have my husband, and he's got a group of guys, and they're not in the trades. They just have a great time that day.
And then I'll be on at the putting contest as well because AB&K is sponsor. We're sponsoring the putting contest.
Oh, wonderful.
So the everything about the foundation, it's not just important to me, but also AB&K, being able to give back to the community. Diane spoke briefly about the community service project that we did last year, remodeling the kitchen for Advocates of Ozaukee. You know, just really important projects that help improve people's lives.
And hey, guys, with us having to cancel a tour of remodel homes, and I know that the foundation makes some money from that event as well. We are behind a little bit in donations this year, I would assume, than we were this time last year. And so if you are a NARI member and you feel about that foundation the way I feel about it, and certainly the way Tracy and Diane do, make sure that when you come to the golf outing, if there are ways for you to donate, you know, some additional dollars, or if you are a company that can donate some things for the raffle, you know, this is the year we need your help. We need for you to say, okay, go ahead.
And we, even if it's just cash, where we can buy gift cards for a gift card tree or something, you know, we'll take your money. Yes.
That's a great point. That's a really good point, because people think, boy, you know, we don't really have anything we can give from the office here. Give cash. Give $100 and we can go out and buy two $50 gift cards for that, which would be phenomenal. So understand what a great job the foundation does, and this is a year that we need you more than ever with what's going on. Tracy, thank you for doing this.
And you know, giving cash so that we can get restaurant gift cards, that goes back into our local community for our local restaurants, and they need our help too. So it's really a win-win.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Diane, a couple of things with foundation, and then I'll ask you these questions, Tracy, about the basement project my friend is doing in the next segment. Have decisions been made on any of the other events that are going on this year with the foundation?
We are still planning a clay shoot that's usually late August, early September. So if you're not into golfing, we do the sporting clays in Waukesha. So we are looking to plan that. Right now it looks like that would be a go. So that would be the next big event, and that's early fall that we work on. And then we have the holiday party, of course, at the end of the year, early December usually. So those are our next couple of fundraising events. But yeah, even if you're listening, I would say cash is king. Or, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is listening and wants to donate a signed jersey, football, you know, we will take it. So people could have that great Zoom wall behind them. You know, they could have bid on that.
So what if he's listening and he wants to be the celebrity on the par three? Would I get fired?
No, we would have both of you. We would take both of you. And I'm sure everyone would want to see both of you equally and get your autograph.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement.
You guys are so lucky you are not in studio with me, because I could hear your eyes rolling from over here. Just so you know. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, I've got a couple of quick questions regarding a basement remodel that a friend of mine is doing. It has some questions regarding flooring and lighting and things like that. We're going to ask Tracy Grosspeach. She is from AB&K. Go to abnk.com. They're located, two locations, one in Mequon, one in Greenfield. Their main location, 3636 South 108th Street. Phone number is 414-485-2994. 485-2994. And again, Tracy Grosspeach is our special guest. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson. She's the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors, and our special guest, one of the favorites of the show, she is Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Go to abnk.com. Tracy, I've got a woman I work with who this summer is going to redo their basement. They don't know exactly the direction they're going to go. They have some pretty good ideas. She's got a son who's 10, a daughter who's 8. And her first question to you is, what kind of fluorine is safe to put in her basement with two kids that are pretty active?
The least expensive flooring is going to be carpet, but the most durable is going to be an LVT, a luxury vinyl tile or a luxury vinyl plank. That's what we're seeing the most going down in basements, because a lot of our clients have elementary school age children or younger or a little older, and there's a lot of crafting going on. There's a lot of sports going on, so that it's a really durable floor for an active family.
Another question that she has, and one of the issues they're having as a family and a couple, is she is hoping to have some sort of a home theater so that her, the kids, the family can be downstairs for that. Her husband wants to take the area where she would like to do the home theater and make it more of kind of a wet bar, kind of a man cave-ish kind of spot, where he has said, look, we're upstairs watching the movies that we watch as a family. So they're going through that kind of back and forth as to what, it's not a huge amount of space, but what that space should go to. And I think her question to me to ask you, as a designer, will you help counsel the company, the couple, in, okay, maybe this is the area that you need to have this in?
Well, first of all, basements tend to lay themselves out by just where the stairs are, where the mechanicals are. But no, I don't do marriage counseling. I do make strong suggestions. And for them, I would say, why can't you just have both? Take a step back. In the early 2000s, I would say like 2005, 2007, we saw a lot of dedicated home theater rooms that were enclosed spaces. They don't have to be that way anymore. You don't have to think about your home theater as a room. It can be, your theater room can be part of the man cave. You can have the bar and then have the seating in front of that or beside it or adjacent to it for the big television that you're watching together as a family. You can do both together. It's bringing the open concept idea that a lot of us have on our main floors of our house where we're living down into the basement. Basements used to be a bunch of boxes of rooms. Now we're looking at open spaces in basements with dedicated storage areas, and of course a bathroom that would be an enclosed room. But the rest of the space is pretty open, and it's multifunctioning within an open space, much like the main floor of a house.
I love the fact that she wanted to know if you could do some marriage counseling on this. But I think I think what she really wanted to know is if she could get you leaning to her side, then she would say, perfect. Now I need Tracy to call my husband. And I just, you know, the emails that her and I sent back and forth, I just laughed because I thought, wow, I didn't realize that Tracy, you know, at night as a part-time job saved marriages. I love that.
Yeah, I have to tell you, when I got my Bachelor of Fine Arts in Interior Design way back in the 90s, we had a lot of classes and a lot of stuff. We had some engineering classes, a lot of architectural classes, tons of art classes, business classes. We never talked about marriage counseling.
Well, never had a marriage counseling class.
I feel like we should get an honorary doctorate in that we're put in that situation a lot. And
that's awesome.
Give a little, take a little, you know, everyone gets something out of the project.
Well, I love that. And, you know, my wife and I have gone through some remodeling in our home over the years. And I always feel coming into the meeting that we're going to have with the contractor that's going to do it, that I have the upper hand. I kind of feel that way. And I don't. By the end of the meeting, I don't. And I feel like, all right, I'm going to own this. I'm going to dominate this meeting. And about 3 minutes in, I realize that it's not going to be something I'm going to dominate. And it seems like what I'm thinking probably is not going to happen. Another question that she had for me, Tracy, and I'm pretty sure the answer, but if you could talk a little bit about it, will refinishing their basement add a lot of value to their home?
I don't actually know the answer to that. I should say, I don't know about the financial value that it adds to your home. I know that it adds value to your life and your lifestyle, especially as your children get older and into their teenage years. My husband and I, we finished our basement about 5 years ago, and that's where the teenagers go. I know where my kids are because they're at my house. I know a lot of what goes on down there. I don't want to know everything because everyone's allowed their secrets. You know, I'm from the 80s where my parents didn't track me by my cell phone and, or the car, you know, you couldn't track anything. So, you know, my teenagers are allowed some secrets, but I know where they are. And, I always wanted to be that house for my kids and their friends where the kids came over and the kids were comfortable. So in terms of the value that it adds to your family, it's priceless. It's like a Visa commercial. It is priceless. How much it adds to the financial value of your property, I'm not the one that can answer that question.
You did answer it, Tracy. I think you answered it perfectly, by the way. I really do. I thank you so much. Diane Nelson, thank you so much for being my co-host this week. Go to DianeNelsonInteriors.com. Tracy Grosspeach, I just really enjoy having you on. AB&K, go to AB&K.com. And don't forget, July 15th at Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, tee up for the trades. Tee up for the trades. Come on out. And the foundation, the Nary Milwaukee Foundation, we would love to invite you to come out. Have a fun round of golf. Make a little fun of me. Donate some money. Donate some prizes. And let's make sure this is the best golf outing of the year. Tracy, have a good weekend. Thank you. Diane, well done. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Have a good weekend, Sam. Great job back at the studio. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.